This is Today in the Sioux for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. You can, of course, catch us every Monday through Friday with our daily podcast from SiouxToday.com, covering all things local, including things that people locally are talking about. I'm Scott Sexsmith. You can download and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcast. Drop us a comment on site or flip us an email at todayinthesioux@siouxtoday.com. All right, Greyhounds, tough loss last night, losing 7-2 in Game 3 against Saginaw. Game 4 goes tomorrow night at GFL. There might still be some tickets left, so check at the box office or check online. To the headlines we go on this Tuesday. So much talk lately that surrounds the de-rostering of patients at the Group Health Center. Be sure to read Darren Taylor's piece today on the story of Murray and Eunice Patterson, who first became patients at Group Health back in 1964. They're now 92 and 88 years of age. Eunice, a former Group Health employee, and they're both set to lose their doctor in June. Look for Betrayed. After 60 years with Group Health, elderly couple on list of de-rostered patients. It's a great read by Darren. A security company contracted to monitor the former General Hospital site is suing the owner of the infamous eyesore for more than $118,000 in damages after several bills for security services provided at the properties in Sault Ste. Marie allegedly went unpaid for months. In a 9-page statement of claim filed in Ontario Superior Court on the 20th of March, RLP Security Services Limited alleges that Leisure Meadows Community Living Inc., along with two numbered companies, stiffed the Thunder Bay Company for security services provided at the former General Hospital site, the Doctors Building, and the McCarta Building after initially entering into a contract in March of last year. Italo Ferrari, who is the general manager and public face of Leisure Meadows Community Living, is also listed as vice president of one of the numbered companies. Read the full story from James Hopkin on site. Algoma University's Board of Governors looking for new external members. It is seeking applicants with experience in governance who will ensure the board collectively reflects the diversity of Canadian society and the students at the school. External board members can't be students, staff, or faculty at the university. Applications can be submitted until the 29th of this month. Look for the link to apply in the story on site right now. Following what many Siouxites described as the strangest winter in memory, organizers with Bon Sioux absolutely ecstatic at how February's snowless carnival played out. Now they want to hear from the community on how they can make the 9-day event even better next year with a short survey. The 61st annual carnival sold out around 8,500 buttons and tickets this year, just down slightly from the just over 9,000 that were sold in 2023. Look for that survey link on site. The Sioux Area Hospital Foundation 5-car draw is back for its 34th year in a row. And this year it is bigger and better than ever. A new live grand prize draw coming up at Station Mall on June 25th. This year's event features $335,288 worth of prizes, including some of the widest selection offered thus far. The top prize this year provides the winner with a choice of a Ford Mach-E Mustang or $65,000 cash. Tickets are available now, and full prize packages can be found at www.5car.ca. Sioux and area weather, sunshine and lots of it today. 12 degrees the high. Clear tonight, low down to plus 2, and cloudy tomorrow. Periods of rain expected with a daytime high to reach 7 degrees. That's all for us today. For Today in the Sioux, don't forget, download or subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can drop us a comment right on site or flip us an email at todayinthesioux@siouxtoday.com. Today's show, as always, produced by Derek Turner. We're both back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be as well. Thanks for listening today. Have a great Tuesday.